Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having Dr. Regina Herzlinger back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Herzlinger is a professor of business administration at Harvard Business School. She is also the author of Who Killed Healthcare, and she's been with us many times before, and she helps us understand the whole concept of the future of healthcare in America. And in the interest of full disclosure, she is a healthcare advisor to John McCain, presidential candidate Senator John McCain. Dr. Herzlinger, welcome back to the show.
It's so nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. One of the things, now you're in Massachusetts.
Correct.
And over the last four or five years, they've been developing an experiment up there. Mitt Romney actually kicked it off when he was governor up there, and I heard him speak about this. And he talked about the design of this universal-type health care plan, which typically universal has a negative connotation to me, but the way he described it didn't sound so bad. But what he said was, and I heard him say this just before he announced for president in a speech he gave in an audience I was in, to an audience, and I heard him say that the plan would have worked and it would have paid for itself, except that the legislature, everybody else came around. The federal government came around, the state healthcare organization came around. Everybody made some concessions, but at the end, the legislature would not cut the mandates. They put the mandates back in, and consequently, according to what I reported yesterday from the Kiplinger editors, the first year it was $153 million over budget.
Yeah. So two things are going on. One is the Massachusetts plan. If you're uninsured, you could buy health insurance, but you can buy it only in one store, and that store is run by the government.
And you have to buy all the things that they want you to have.
Absolutely. So what a surprise that the plans are so expensive mm-hmm. that about 60,000 people were excused from this requirement to buy because it costs too much. Now, secondly, they were going to fund this by taking money away from the hospitals. In Massachusetts, we give hospitals $2.2 billion to care for the uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was everybody's going to be insured. The hospitals are going to cough up $2.2 billion that we give them. You know how much they coughed up? $30 million. Mm. So no wonder there's a huge shortfall.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell the audience what you think. And again, folks, I'll remind you, Dr. Herzlinger is of the Republican persuasion, so she's focusing on, her position is going to be as, she has advised John McCain in the interest of full disclosure. But Regina, tell the audience about how you feel the Massachusetts experiment is a foretelling of what the U.S. will have under its own universal health care plan.
Well, it actually is exactly what Hillary Clinton is offering in her plan and also what Barack Obama is offering in his. Hillary Clinton is exactly like the Massachusetts. You have to buy health insurance and you buy it from a government store. But the twist with her is you can buy some government products, Medicare and the Federal Employees Health Benefit Program. The choice of Medicare sends chills down my spine because Medicare, for every $8 a Medicare person spends, they pay for only $1. So if we extend this to everybody, everybody's going to go into Medicare. It's
That's right.
a bargain. You only pay
yeah, where do
12.5%.
Where do I sign?
Yeah, where do we sign? So
yeah.
That becomes single payer. Barack Obama doesn't have a mandate. He doesn't accept for children, but he has something. He has this exchange, they call it, this government-run store with the same concerns. But he has something that really worries me, and that is the federal government's going to pay for the costs of the sick. So if you're an employer, if you have a sick person, the federal government will pick up the cost. So lots of employers are saying, yay, you know, those are so expensive. But that means the federal government is going to control the health care costs of sick people. You know what that means to the biotechnology industry, to the medical device industry, to doctors who are developing innovative treatment plans? It means sayonara, you know, say goodbye to the U.S. as the center of innovation.
And it is, isn't it? It's the center of medical innovation on from a medicine standpoint and from a medical device standpoint, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's very beneficial to our economy. The pharmaceutical industry is demonized, but net-net, it does a tremendous amount of good. And with the genomic revolution, which means in plain English that they're going to figure out what genes make us sick, the promise of actually curing diseases and not just palliating them is immense, but you get the health care costs of the sick managed by Uncle Sam. That innovation, that's never going to happen.
Regina, one of the things that I like to point out to people is, folks, you just heard Dr. Herzlinger talking about the example of what universal health care is going to look like. We have real examples of what a market-based system could look like, and one of the most recent ones that came along about the same time as the Massachusetts plan is health savings accounts. This is a view into what the marketplace solution would look like, and it's working beautifully. I have them. We love our health savings accounts. They work beautifully. That's a great example. We're going to talk about this some more right after these messages with our good friend, Dr. Regina Herzlinger. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till the hour. By the way, next week, I'm going to be on the road all week. I'm going to be in Las Vegas Monday through Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'm going to be in Orlando on Friday, broadcasting live from those locations. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, by the way, just the interest of full disclosure, I will be doing Best Ofs on Thursday because I'm going to be on a plane. I won't be able to do the show because I'll be on a plane at that time. But as you well know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't do that many. In fact, there are very, very few in the last 10 and a half years that I've actually done Best Ofs. I've been here live just about every darn time. But anyway, it's just one of those things. But that's just to give you an idea about what's coming up ahead. We're talking with Dr. Regina Herzlinger. She's the author of Who Killed Healthcare? It's a book that I recommend to you. It's available wherever books are sold. She is a professor of business administration at Harvard Business School and just a great mind when it comes to healthcare public policy. And Dr. Herzlinger, one of the things that I wanted to point out, I was talking about HSAs, health savings accounts. We have them. Our employees have them. We love them. The two things I want to say. Number one, we will not survive the healthcare situation without a collapse if Americans don't become healthcare consumers instead of just patients. That's number one. Number two, why would we want to create something that the Canadians and the Europeans have when they wish they didn't have what they have? They wish they had more like what we have. Why would we do that? Now, those are my two questions.
Yeah. So, you know, on the second one, the Canadians have just permitted the sale of private health insurance in many of their provinces. And the reason they permitted it is people want it. And the reason people want it is they don't want to be on those darn waiting lists. And throughout
Wasn't it disallowed for a while?
It was against the law for quite a while until some guy who'd been on a waiting list, I think for a hip replacement forever, sued. And the Chief Justice said, you know, access to care is not equivalent to access to a waiting list. Mm-hmm. Got to have private insurance. But what's more interesting is throughout Canada, there are illegal for-profit health delivery clinics. And they're so well accepted in the Canadian way of life that the head of one of them became the head of the Canadian Medical Association.
Right, right.
Meanwhile, the Brits, you know, they're also trying. They're spending much more on health care. But, you know, you can stuff $1 million down a rat's hole. It's still going to be a rat's hole.
But, you know, for a while, they wouldn't allow private insurance or private medical practices, and there was a black market over there, wasn't there?
Absolutely. Now about 11 to 13% of the Brits have private insurance, but, you know, you pay twice. You pay taxes for this national health system,
right,
and then you pay again for private insurance. One of the private insurance policies only kicks in if you've spent more than 90 days on a waiting list. So you can imagine people are buying insurance so that they can get off a waiting list after 3 months. Now, the HSAs and the HRAs, all these high deductibles, they're wonderful. One of the reasons they're wonderful is they're cheap. And the second reason is they're wonderful is, as you said so eloquently, they turn patients into consumers.
Yeah. We've got to be able to do that. Folks, you're spending in your life, you're going to spend thousands of dollars on health care. You wouldn't spend that much money on bananas without knowing what bananas cost.
So it's interesting, the changes of behavior in people who used to be fully insured and now they're on HSAs. They don't go to the ER as much, they don't go to the hospital as much, they don't go to the outpatient facility. But here's what's interesting. If they're sick, they take their drugs much more. Drugs are crucial to the management of sick people. And when they're asked, what happened to you? Why are you taking your drugs so much more sedulously? They say, well, it's my money. I have to take care of my health.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, but just lifestyle. You know, the lifestyle, I think it will influence lifestyles. Well, folks, we've got to take responsibility for our own health care. And Regina, this is something we've talked about in the past. We'll do it next time you're here. Is the whole issue of the employment situation, where we're going to be employed in the future? We got to make
Absolutely.
Healthcare portable, not only market based, but
Absolutely.
Portable. Regina, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Next time.
Bye bye, Jim.
Bye, Dr. Regina Herzlinger, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called "Who Killed Healthcare." If you're interested in this topic, you must read this book. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.